It was novelist, historian, and environmentalist Wallace Stegner who first deemed national parks America's best idea. In fact, it's an idea that traces its origins to the early 1900s, when industrialist and conservationist Stephen Mather began spearheading efforts to create a unified, independent agency to oversee and protect federal lands from encroaching development. After years of lobbying, his campaign paid off. On August 25, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill authorizing the newly formed National Park Service to maintain the country's parks and safeguard their landscapes, wildlife, and historical properties for the enjoyment of future generations. The following year, the agency officially got underway when it assumed responsibility for Yellowstone National Park. Today, the National Park Service oversees 408 sites, including 59 national parks, along with national monuments, battlefields, lakeshores, seashores, trails, parkways, preserves, and recreation areas. As the agency celebrates its centennial year, we're going to visit five national parks in the American South: Biscayne, Congaree, Dry Tortugas, Everglades, and Great Smoky Mountains. We'll fill you in about attractions and activities not to be missed at each. Together, these five outstanding parks preserve many of the wild and scenic areas that make the South such a special place. Let's begin with Biscayne. South of bustling downtown Miami and below the tranquil surface of the ocean lies a vast and colorful world known as Biscayne. Here, millions of strange and wonderful creatures thrive in a vibrant and diverse ecosystem. From otherworldly barrel sponges and colorful Christmas tree worms to the rare Shouse swallowtail butterfly, the park's wildlife is amazingly diverse and includes many threatened and endangered species, including the West Indian manatee, the Eastern indigo snake, and the peregrine falcon. Biscayne's most prevalent residents are the clusters of undulating, limestone-secreting polyps that make up the coral reef, an alien-like landscape that attracts hundreds of species of fish, shrimp, crabs, and other animals. Now, the public may explore this one-of-a-kind destination thanks to a group of locals who fought developers determined to dredge up thousands of acres to build bridges, highways, an airport, and a seaport in the 1960s. After a contentious and protracted battle, Congress created Biscayne National Monument in 1968, and in 1980, Biscayne National Park was established. Today, the park's boundaries encompass nearly 173,000 acres, which include the northernmost islands of the Florida Keys and the northern section of the world's third largest coral reef. With 95% of the park underwater, the only way to truly experience Biscayne is by boat, including a variety of glass-bottom boat tours. But the adventurers could also try snorkeling, scuba diving, or kayaking. And for those who prefer to remain on dry land, the visitor center at Convoy Point offers a virtual journey beneath the waves via dioramas and films, as well as trails along the point's mangrove shoreline. A must-see for any visitor to Biscayne National Park is the 65-foot ornamental lighthouse on Boca Chica Key. It's really regarded as the park's unofficial symbol. It was built in the 1930s by Mark Honeywell, the former owner of the island and founder of Fortune 100 company Honeywell. The lighthouse features an exterior of locally excavated coral rock and a stone spiral staircase. Make the relatively easy climb to the observation deck for great views of the ocean and the Miami skyline. And the must-do? Biscayne's Maritime Heritage Trail, with six shipwreck sites whose origins span nearly a century. Access to the sites is by boat only, and many of the wrecks are best suited to scuba-based exploration. However, snorkelers may enjoy excursions to the Mandalay site and around the base of the 1878 Fowey Rocks Lighthouse, a new addition to the trail. I should also mention the calm waters around the park's mainland shore are ideal for beginner windsurfers. Next week, we'll visit Congaree, one of the newest national parks. It's in South Carolina and features a towering old-growth forest, as well as Dry Tortugas, a chain of secluded desert isles off the south tip of Florida. For City Lights and WABE, I'm Kevin Benefield.